Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? You want to be a rock star.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Rees, your host here at Tan Talk Radio. So, do you want to be a teen idol?
Yes.
Do you want to be a rock star?
Yes.
Then, I'm glad you're listening to Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections. So, how are you, ladies?
I'm doing good. I'm Miss Florida Diva. I'm feeling good today about the show.
I know. And we're super excited that you're here.
Yes.
Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Miss Preach in Clearwater, Florida.
And you're also one of my reporters.
Yeah.
So, you know what we're going to do before we start the show? I want to thank Becca over at the Clearwater Aquarium as well. There is your hand clap. And David Yates for letting us come in. And we had a great day yesterday. Who did you meet?
We met Cozy from Dolphin Tail.
That's right. You have her CD.
Yeah.
You got some photos with her.
Yeah.
And I said to her when I was getting a photo, I said, I'm going to play your music. Because David Yates said, you know, pass this on to everybody and let's hear that music. And we're going to go to her song. Do you remember the name of her song?
Heart Painted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
Hand Painted.
Hand painted.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and everybody tune in and listen to this. We got a good show today. We've got some good callers coming in. Oh, I can hear now. It's a miracle.
Chin up now, why the tears? Heavy rain on his fresh creation. I see your face, no hiding here. Once again, descending quietly. Oh, oh, seasons will change. No, oh, sunlight and rain in your smile.
Okay, and we're back. So we just want to thank Cozy from the Clearwater Aquarium yesterday. That was the star of Dolphin Tail that we got to meet. And if you could ask her one question, what would it be, Brianna? Because you're a singer.
I want to know how she got started and what you have to sacrifice to go through all this.
All of that. Sure. I agree. That's a good question. Yvonne, what would you like to ask this superstar of Dolphin Tail if we can ever get her on the show?
I really wouldn't like to ask her anything. I am just so excited that she's talking about love and when your prince will come along. And even though you may go through some shadows in life, that you could look forward to having happy endings. And I think that we don't hear enough of that anymore. And that's what I want to compliment her on.
Thank you. I agree. And I thank them for putting us on the media. And I know we have Mr. Vegas, but before we have Mr. Vegas, let's play our theme song for Mr. Vegas. And oh, I love this. We'll keep this going for Mr. Vegas. Hold on. We love you. Like a love song, baby, Mr. Vegas. This is a workout song. Oh, yeah. Roller skating.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Put your rollerblades on. Uh-huh. Clearwater Beach. Well, welcome, Mr. Vegas. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello,
hi.
Everyone.
How are you?
Happy belated Thanksgiving Day.
Listen, we had a wonderful time.
All of you know I am broadcasting from the Stratosphere, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Ben City, which is where Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard meet, where the burlesque girls used to sunbathe in the nude, and that's why they call it Ben City, the Grandview Hotel. But today I'm broadcasting from one of the oldest institutions in the country, and that's the Veterans Hospital. And I want all the veterans during the holiday, you don't have to be cold, you don't have to be hungry, and you don't have to not be alone where you don't have no one to talk to. Mm. And although I can't mention some of the terrific guys who I met here for confidentiality, I want to give a shout out to some of the staff members who are just terrific and have their hearts and souls in what they do. Glenn, Terry, Bob, Michelle, Mike, Portia, Sherry Ann, Janet, Miss Ling, and Jerry. So I want to tell them thank you for being someone worth serving for. Now, all of you know my event, the first leg of my event leading up to the pre-Grammy party on February 28th takes place this Friday. So I moved my scheduling around to have Mr. Timothy Wilson back again because he's coming all the way from New York to perform a Sherry Gordy's Take the Stage on December 4th to sing one song to promote the event. So right now, Timothy, who is the lead singer for Frankie Lyman's Teenagers, he was part of Tiny Tim's and the Hits. I recorded Baby Baby Please, My Queen of Hearts, and his million hit seller, Wedding Bells. So with no further ado, let's have Timothy. Are you there? Say hello to the girls. You should know them well by now.
Ooh. Yes, I'm his Florida
hello,
diva.
Happy Thanksgiving
to you, too.
Hey, Peter, can we put a hand clap on for him calling all the way from Vegas?
Oh, yes.
Can you hear me? I just went out.
Wow, just like downtown?
Yep, there we go. Okay, I'm back. Uh-huh. I feel like my favorite Martian. My headsets weren't working, and there they go again. Hey, are you still there?
Yeah, Timothy, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hi, okay. Timothy.
All right, well, let me ask Timothy a couple of questions.
Okay.
Okay, Timothy, what was it like back in the day when Motown first got started? Because you were back in the day with Marvin Gaye and what have you, and we talked about you being an artist that Motown put a lot of their energy into.
Well, back in those days, down in Motown, it was like a family affair. It was a real big family. And everybody eventually got their shot to try to come up with a hit record. But it was a very, very good family atmosphere down there.
And what record did you come up with, Timothy? Were you a vocalist or a producer? What were you in that time?
I came down there with a group called the Serenaders.
Oh, I think I heard of that, the Serenaders. I did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Serenaders. That was a group that originally started back in the 50s, and I joined them in 1963.
Okay.
So
we recorded for Motown in 1964.
So,
Timothy and I have talked about touring Europe together. Timothy, let's talk about how music is unappreciated here in the United States and more appreciated overseas in Europe.
I've always heard that. Mm-hmm, why is that? Why is that so?
Because
I think it's because they're probably not as exposed to as much music over there as we are here in the United States.
Oh, I see.
And they just have such a great respect and admiration for all the music, the wonderful music that comes out of the United States. So they have a great appreciation for it, strictly because they're not privileged to have as much of this music in their possession. You know?
Yes, because most of that type of music was originated from the United States. Is that right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I mean, the music is, by the time it gets to England, in the United States, those songs are already dated. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But over there, it's fresh music for them.
Yes.
Timothy, you're gonna be in Vegas this Friday. What song are you gonna hit right between the eyes with when you perform at Sherry Gordy's Take the Stage?
Yes.
What song are you gonna sing for them?
Right now I have no idea.
Well, we're excited to meet you in February. And also, can you give everyone your website and where to go on YouTube to listen to your music as well, Timothy?
Well, you can get my music on on internet, where they call iTunes,
mm-hmm.
iTunes, and Amazon. All of my music is listed on there, and you can click on that, and you can hear some of the Timothy Wilson music.
And you also could click on the Teenagers, Frank Lyman's Teenagers.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask him about, because I'm a fan of him.
We have a website called thelegendaryteenagers.com,
uh-huh.
And you can also get some music from there.
Yeah, okay. Peter, do we have some of that? We can look it up real quick on his, you said teenagers.com. Is that right, Timothy?
TheLegendaryTeenagers.com, correct, yes.
Legendary. Okay.
And that's with that's with Frankie Lyman, right?
Yes.
Okay, also, Timothy, while he's looking for that, we have a young artist in the house. What would you give also all of our listeners around the world? What advice would you give them about getting in the business? You know, it's a whole different world now with social media and marketing, you know, with record companies. And what advice can you give them to get out there and really be noticed and seen as well?
Well, first of all and foremost is that I think they really have to be sincere as to what they really want to do. And once they establish that in their mind that they really want to do this thing, I think they should just go ahead and follow their dream, you know, and to try to make it to be become a reality.
Do they need an agent?
That's the performance side of the business.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the business is that when you go into to make a deal, you should go in with a lawyer.
Okay, that's good advice.
You go on with the lawyer to make sure that you're gonna get what's entitled to what's coming to you.
Right.
If you should be successful.
And I want to add, you need to practice and as much as you can.
That's why they call it show business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before we go any further, let me do my ending. Dreams are nothing more than plans awaiting action. Never disrespect others for someone else, and sometimes you may be the only one who can see a vision. And don't forget, on this Friday at the Fiesta Casino in the Tequila Lounge, Timothy will be performing. We'll also be at Gordon Birch that Sunday for a meet and greet during their jazz brunch. And don't forget, February 28th, the big pre-Grammy party. Help Make a Dream Come True Award honoring Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, the queen of networking, honoring Ariella Woods from the Temptations, as well as MC Carter, the founder of the Players Ball. All right.
Mr. Vegas, I'm looking forward to being there on February the 28th. Right, Don Reese?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And Timothy, you have a song named Wedding Bells?
Yes.
Yes.
It was recorded in 1958. You could also look that up on the internet.
So if he goes to YouTube and puts in Wedding Bells, it would show up? Or actually, that was married at Silver Bells.
You would type in Tiny Tim and the Hits.
Okay, if we can find it, we will.
Tiny Tim and the Hits.
Well,
Tiny Tim and the Hits, and it's on. It was on Roulette Records.
Okay, well, we're looking for. If not, we'll get you next time on that too. But also, Timothy, I have a question. If we decide to get married down there at the pre Grammys, would you sing Wedding Bells for us?
I sure will.
Well, I'm taking a formal gown there just in case.
We're thinking about it.
You get married, Dawn.
We're thinking about it. If we're going to go down to the free Grammys, we're going to make it a two-in-one trip and then off to honeymoon, I think. I don't know. It's in the works.
Killing two birds with one stone.
There we go. Okay, sounds good. And thank you guys so much for calling in. And we really appreciate your call. I think that might be it.
And thank you. Just follow me on Facebook. And have a wonderful day.
You
same
too.
To you.
And here's his song.
Follow me on Facebook as Rod McLeod, MCLEOD, and keep up with what's going on with Mr. Vegas.
Thank you.
That's right. That's his song. Love song, baby.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm having a little static.
I'll talk to you, baby.
No, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Peter, I think I'm good. I have a little static on my headset. That's why I'm having a little problem hearing. So We have to figure that out here shortly on a quick commercial break. And so in the meantime, can we go to actually Vaughn's commercial break real quick, and then we'll be right back. How are we doing with callers?
Only got one so far.
Okay. We got more coming. We have them on hold. We'll be right back. Yvonne, this is your commercial.
Stephanie Sims listens to Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn Reese. Gasparilla.com presents the first annual Gasparilla Women's Show, Sunday, December 5th at the West End Pavilion in Tampa. We'll have vendors, speakers, food, trucks, jewelry, fashion, home decor, and more. Woo-hoo! Also wanted to be a model? Scouts will be on hand recruiting for Home Shopping Network, so bring a photo, all ages. For more information, visit www.gasparilla.com. See you there. And again,
this is Miss Florida Diva, co-host on the Hollywood Connection show with Dawn Reese. And I'll be at this event looking to see you there. www.gasparilla.com. Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Florida Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Back. Okay. And so, you know, I think I'm going to do is we have some callers. You know, it's over the Thanksgiving weekend, Peter, and everybody's, you know, telling me that they're out and about. We're going to have some major production companies come in pretty soon in the studio. And I know we have Mousy. He's going to call in at 3:30 from James Brown's band and how we got started. So we got some really good questions. Can we just play and roll that interview with Joe Jackson that I interviewed, the late Michael Jackson's father? Well, I kind of update on the internet and confirm with everybody else that's calling in. And I had met Joe Jackson through Paul Murray.
Okay.
And Joe, actually, I met him in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then I went to his home. And it was so great because Joe said to me, Dawn, you know, get out there, be known, and strike. And Joe Jackson's words by himself. We're just going to play this whole clip about an interview I did with the late, you know, Michael Jackson's father. But, you know, Joe Jackson is his father. And
yes,
there he is. So we're going to play that clip.
What do you think about our photographer extraordinaire, Mr. Paul Murray?
Oh, I think he's a fantastic photographer because he worked with us on this Jackson Honor situation. And it was great. You know, we really appreciate how everything turned out. He's a great photographer.
Excellent. And he's known worldwide, internationally, and it does mean a lot from the heart. And again, a lot of people don't believe until they hear it from you.
So well, it's true, everybody. It's true. He's good.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
And that was with Michael, right?
It was with Michael and some other members of the family as well.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And I interviewed Rebe, your other beautiful daughter, last year. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they were in the press room at the pre-Grammy party. So again, thank you for your time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's good. It's all good.
It sounds like a Paul line. It's all good. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. New rising talent that they're coming into Hollywood, and they think it's an overnight success. And
coming into Hollywood is not an overnight success. And some people try to take the shortcut, you know. There's no shortcut in this business. You got to pay your dues. You got to be known all over. And then you strike.
Good advice.
And that was just some advice. You know, that's what I do, Yvonne. You know, I interview a lot of the celebrities about the industry and helping them get connected with talent and show business. And people want to know. They go, I've never heard half of the people on your show. Well, because that's why I'm bringing this to the show, to help them. These are major film directors like Michael Givens.
Yes, he was here last week.
Right. Did Coyote Ugly, Celestial Prophecy. He's coming in town with a big workshop coming up.
December the 6th, I think.
Right. And we were at the Kraft Film Festival. So I had met some great people over there for production. And they're coming in to tell us what they do with local commercials and everything, too. So we have somebody on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Leah Umberger.
Leah Umberger.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
How can I help you?
I was just calling in to talk a little bit about, I guess we're on the show next week with you guys, and just wanted to call in and say we're excited to get a chance to talk about the Film Fest and everything that happened last weekend and talk a little bit more about what we're planning for the future.
Yes, Lisa, I'm sorry, I just found your name here. This is Dawn Reese. Hi, we had met personally, and I thank you so much for calling in. We were just bragging about the production company that's going to come in and the commercials that you do, and kind of give the area, you know, whole infomercial of your background.
Yeah, that would be great.
And also, do you have a website that they can go to in the meantime?
They do. It's pilotmoonfilms.com.
Okay.
And then, and if you visit their website, you can see the work of Pilot Moon Films. And then we worked with Green Bench Brewing Company for the Craft Film Festival. And we're going to meet and talk about doing it again next year. So,
well, I definitely want to be a part of that even more so. You know, bringing Michael in. What did you think of Michael Givens?
I thought it was great to have someone of that caliber there to talk and have people come and listen to what he had to say. And it sort of gave a lot of opportunity for even some of the students that were attending to sort of listen to what he had to say from a professional perspective and hear about film. It's sometimes you don't get that chance, and it's a great opportunity to do it locally.
Oh, I agree so much. And then, Yvonne, do you have a question? They're a local production company. They do infomercials and commercials.
You say locally, me out of Tampa?
They're actually based out of Clearwater. Pilot Moon's based out of Clearwater and St. Pete.
And you do filming?
Yes, we work on everything from music videos to commercials to features to short films, a little bit of everything.
That's very good.
So they're going to be here next week in the studio.
Yes, I heard you say that.
Yay.
I'll be looking forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you, too.
Yes, I'm the co-host here. I'm Miss Florida Diva.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And also, since you're on the air with us, I know we have Brianna that might have a question. She's a little actress here.
Okay.
And she wanted to know how she gets into maybe your production company on your roster. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of working as an actor, is working behind the scenes, are you interested in a little bit of both?
Yeah, working for both.
Working for both? Well, I know that Pilot Moon Films, depending on what your age range is as a student, they do have internships, and that's always an opportunity. They do open casting calls for different projects that they're on. They'll put out information on Facebook that will list all their casting calls. And as for behind the scenes, you can just contact any of the producers there and let them know that you're interested, and we could definitely reach out when we're working on a project.
Okay. And do you have an agent, or do you need an agent?
Oh, that's a good question. She wants to know if she needs an agent with your production company. Yeah, if she sends in a photo and resume. Are we still there?
Are you there?
We're having a little technical difficulties. I don't know. Is she still there?
No, she's gone for some reason.
Okay, who else is on the line?
We got Mr. Thompson on the line.
Hi, Mr. Thompson. How are you? Who are you?
I'm doing good, Ms. Dawn Reese. How are you?
Is this Mousy?
Yes.
Oh, we're looking forward to him.
I know. Yeah, we have a little James Brown music there. I feel good because you were his drummer.
All right, that's right. How are you?
Really good. Really. Before I go on, hold on, Mousy. I want to have him play something when I first met you. Do you remember that over with James Brown and Mr. Bobbitt? We're going to play this clip. Hold on a second.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much for interviewing with me. And first, we are at James Brown's concert, and I do have some members of his band. And you are?
Waldo Weathers.
It's a pleasure. And your name?
Jerry Poindexter.
And your name?
Lira Harper.
Nice to meet you, gentlemen. Now, what is your position that you play in the band? What do you do here?
Baritone sax. Keyboard player.
Okay.
Alto sax.
Excellent. And how many years have you been working with Mr. Brown on tour?
11 years.
Amazing. Wow.
That's an old time, isn't it?
Since March of 28, 1978, 24 years.
Wow, long time. Any for you?
Since 1991.
Oh, wow. Anything you'd like to say to Mr. Brown on camera? Anything from the heart?
Yeah, give me a raise, boss.
We love you. God bless you and many more years. Happy birthday,
you boss. Happy birthday, and many, many more.
That's right. Happy birthday. As I'm your entertainment reporter that you haven't met for the last 4 years, I guess I have to send you a tape. What advice would you give to the youth out there about making it in this business? We work with many new talents out there, and they really want to know the reality of the business. It's not a drive-through. Can anybody talk about that?
I would say stay in school, get all your education. Because music is so iffy.
Right.
It's nothing. It's nothing to show in music. It's all a hit and miss, and who you know, who you don't know, being in the right place at the right time.
Wouldn't a lot of people think that if they have their own CDs to sell it, how do they go about doing it? They have no idea. Any advice from the heart? Do they sell it by themselves? Do they sell it to record labels?
Build a fan base.
Okay.
Build as big a fan base as you can in your local town and work it. Sell as many CDs as you can and walk through it.
Okay, right behind me is I am his entertainment reporter for Truth Magazine. You don't want to miss out. We're going to keep you updated with the...
All right. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I wasn't in the clip, but I would definitely remember it.
I know. Well, it was all the rest of the band members. Are you still in contact with them?
Pretty much so, yes, we are. We still stay in contact and everything, and we have been working on a few projects together, but nothing like as strenuous as working with Mr. Brown.
I know. He opened a lot of doors. So, you know, the big question is, tell everybody what you do. What, you know, your background.
I was Mr. Brown's drummer for 13 years up until the time he passed. I mean, 13 years straight.
Wow.
Right now I'm doing a show here in Washington, D.C., and we're sold out at Bethesda Blues. I'm doing a James Brown tribute tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Nice. Wonderful.
If you can tape it, can you get us some footage so we can air it as well?
Oh, definitely. They'll be recording it tonight.
Very cool. You have a question?
You know, I like the fact that listening to your interview, Dawn, with him, that the same advice that he gave out then is also very good for the people of today. Nothing has really changed. You need to stay in school, right? You need to stay in school. You need to practice. You're going to have to know people. The same things that happened then, it's happening now. It's needed now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And, you know, and he always used to stress, too, as far as the vulgarity that's in a lot of rap records, you know.
Yes.
Try to make a record that you can take home to mama.
Right.
So she can be proud of you.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, things have changed, and hopefully the music industry will turn around again and come up with some nice things, you know, as far as some nicer things to say.
Yes.
You know, it's a beautiful place to live in. You know, I don't see why we have to glorify so much ugliness.
I'm definitely with you. I'm Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. It's my pleasure to speak with you today.
Pleasure speaking with you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
I can hear it in one ear, then. Okay. Okay, and well, you know, I have you on the air with us. I wanted to ask you, what was the most hardest part about being on the road for 13 years? Do you have any regrets from that? You know, I had asked somebody from Georgia, Clinton, the Funkadelics, and one was a big part of a family, you know, what they had missed with children growing up. And was there any regrets about being on the road that long, Mousy?
No, there are no regrets, because it's all a part of it, you know.
Thank
and
you.
I mean, the pain and the pleasure, it has to, you know, that's what helps, you know, create the character in which, you know, what you're doing, you know. The passion, you know, that boils your passion. It's a sacrifice, you know, especially if you're in a relationship or if you have a family, you know.
What was your favorite part then? Let's go back to that. What was your favorite part of the touring? That once you, I would say, you know, over the weekend I've been telling people, make it a memory maker for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your memory maker with Mr. Brown?
My memory maker was, you know, just seeing the smiles on people's faces when this man walked in the room.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
No matter what his trials and tribulations were, they knew musically and from his heart, he meant something for everybody to try to do, and that was love each other.
Right.
I mean, his music had a stamp, you know, of nothing but good time and love.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I can't say it any more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And with me doing the stages that I do, I try to still, you know, put that in, you know, keep that in mind, you know.
Yes. I would like to ask you a question.
2 hours, you know, people forget about pain and everything.
Right.
Get that music across, you know, dance for 2 hours. Then go home and think about what you got.
Right.
I'd like to ask you, Mr. Mousy, if you knew Al Sharpton.
Did you ever meet Al?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever meet Al Sharpton?
Oh, yes. From any time. Oh, yes,
because he comes from the same community that I lived in, and I knew him as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Sharpton. I'm Reverend Sharpton.
Reverend Sharpton, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the people. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have a funny story. I'll have to tell that when he calls in sometime. Yes. When I met him in New York at a press conference. And also, while we have you on the line, I know that our young reporter here has a question to ask you real quick as well.
How did you start out as a drummer?
Well, you know, it's ironic that you asked that question. You know, as a child, as a kid, I was about 9 years old, and I was singing. I was, you know, doing James Brown. And then I had a drummer that wasn't giving me the accents, you know, when I would go to do the splits and everything. And I wanted to hear the crash and the booms. Mm-hmm. And ironically, I just jumped behind a drum set, and I started playing. I continued to sing, but I think the creator wanted me to stay behind that set. So I stayed behind that drum kit, and thanks to James Brown, it's a blessing for me to be able to play with one of my idols, you know, that I loved in music.
Let me ask you, a lot of people want to know, where did you go to school? Did you train yourself? Can you give a little bit of insight? Because you have some new young people that are drummers out there that say, how did he do this? Where do I go? What do I do?
I would say, you know, definitely have it. Play from your heart, you know, and I wasn't the one who read music or read music to this day. I was blessed to have the talent, you know, and I usually do fundamental classes with kids, you know, and mm-hmm. see how far they really want to go, you know, and just have fun with it, because if you want to pursue it, you will.
Well, the young...
Music is not a thing where you press or stress the kids out, because playing music is a stress reliever.
Yes.
So they can even find that particular instrument. I always say, hey, you know, just go at it.
Go with it, yes. Mm-hmm. And the young lady who asked you that question, she's 12 herself, and she's also a vocalist.
Oh, right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Brianna. Mm-hmm. That's what we help the youth as well. You know, I take them places on red carpets, and I kind of wrap the shows around them with their career. And thank you for giving the advice. And where can they all go listen to you, your drumming music? Are you on YouTube? Do you have a Facebook website?
I'm on YouTube, and I'm working with several people. You know, I've been fortunate enough that I've done some things with D'Angelo. I've done some things with Mr. Christian McBride. I'm working now with a group called the American Vinyl All-Star Band, which is based out of Fort Myers, Florida. And we're doing a lot of charity events for, you know, like Wounded Warriors Cancer, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that. And it's compiled of, like, Jeff Skunk Baxter from the Doobie Brothers, Barry Goodrow, Fran Chien, former members of the group Boston, Leroy Romans from the Wailers, and myself from James Brown. And we do a bunch of classic rock and roll and try to keep that smile on everybody's face, you know, and the history of music alive.
We hope you come this way to Tampa or Clearwater one day soon. Maybe you will.
I would look forward to it. I would love to.
Well, Mr. Thompson, Paul Murray said say hello to him from Miami Beach, Florida. And we want to thank you for calling in. We're on Periscope right now, and people are tuning in. And I just want to give a shout-out. They can go to www.tantalk1340.com and actually see us live on the air. And any last words? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a very blessed Thanksgiving. I would like to tell everyone happy day after Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving. Continue the blessings of Thanksgiving, day to day.
Yeah, this is a season. This is a season for Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
It leads us right into Christmas.
Well, we hope to see you at that pre-Grammy event in Las Vegas. We'll be there in February. Who knows, we may have a separate wedding to do on the side, Mousy.
Well, all right.
That's February the 28th.
That's right.
Well, I hope to be there. I hope to be there.
Sounds great. Sounds great. And we're going to be right back. And Mousy, thank you so much for calling in. Anytime, please call back.
Thank you, Dawn, for having me. And y'all take care and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. And God bless. What great advice from an amazing artist on tour with James Brown for 13 years.
Fabulous. That was fabulous.
Yep. And now we have a drum roll, because we have a superstar, the best pizza place in the world. But also, there's a little secret behind this next guest, because I'm very excited to have him on. And one of my reporters went over there to interview him.
Okay.
And let's welcome Brian. Brian, how are you?
How are you?
Fabulous. Thank you for taking your busy time out of your schedule over the holiday here. And
not a problem.
Please tell everybody who you are.
I am Brian Gardell, the brother of Bill Gardell of Mike and Molly, and we have a pizza place in Orlando called Gardell Bros.
That's right. Ooh. And we're going to get there.
Exciting.
I know. I know, and we sent over Nicholas. He was our reporter, and we want to thank you for taking the time with him. He's an amazing actor. But you're also a comedian, correct?
I am, yes.
You know, I got to tell you, I went to comedy school three times over. I went to Pauly Shore's sister, and she said, Dawn, you're not a comic yet. You're not funny until you graduate.
Nice.
So, and also, you know, down at the Improv with Renee Hart down there. But, Brian, tell us where you're doing, where you're going on tour, how you started out in comedy.
Well, the comedy thing kind of just stuck with Bill, but now that I'm a GM of a restaurant, the comedy thing definitely is put on hold because it is taking a lot of my time with this. It's our first restaurant,
right.
So it's basically my second wife.
Well, how's your business? How's the business going for you?
The business is doing really good, actually. We've had really good support with the people in the area, you know, only being 2 months. Bill came here, which Nicholas, I'm sure, told you for the grand opening was... You would have thought the Beatles were here for that weekend.
Oh, wow.
And then it's starting to settle down a little bit, but I think that's just the law of the business, you know, just due to Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. So,
well, Brian, I have a question. I was thinking about this last night when you were calling in. Why don't you just set up a comedy over at the pizza place?
Just get a little 4x4 stage and just do a couple minutes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not that type of place. It's, you know, it's like, it's like a family-friendly, you know what I mean?
Pizzeria.
Late night type of thing. Yeah. It's not. I don't think people are going there to see a comedy show. I'm all for it if it would work. But
well, maybe one night a week or one night a month.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe
you
maybe
could try it.
Wacky Comedy Tuesday. Oh, I'm open to anything.
I think that'd be great. Give everyone the website, the directions how to get out there, the times, the phone number.
Right. If you go to the website, it's GardellBrothers.com. And that'll give you all the information. It's got the address on it, the menu, where the location is. But it's basically the easiest way to explain it is on John Young Parkway near 417, right behind Miller Ale House.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's close. That's a hop skip for all those auditions at Disney and everything. Now, Brian, too, is how did you start out in comedy?
Well, just basically through Bill. Bill's already done it. I was blessed enough. He put me in an episode of Mike and Molly, and I got to do a scene with Melissa McCarthy, which was really cool.
Oh, we love Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's a very down-to-earth person. And so I got to do that. And then I did a Super Bowl commercial with Bill that's when the Harbaugh boys were brothers. So we decided to do a little brother thing. And
nice.
That was aired right before the Super Bowl. So that was pretty cool. You know, Bill's the actor. I'm now the GM.
I got well. You know, Melissa McCarthy has a new clothing line at HSN,
and I do.
Yes, and Rob Anderson, that I helped cast for Randy Jackson and Keith Urban, he was telling me about her, and I can't wait to meet her one of these days. She's one of those comics you can put on and just belly laugh and belly laugh.
Yes, she is a sweetheart, and she's very, like I said, she's very down to earth, very humble. She's a really good person.
Awesome. Well, we also
really good person.
Well, thank you. I know, and we'll shout out to her as well. We'd like to have you say something on the air to Melissa.
Sure. But Melissa, I love you, and I hope to see you soon. I hope I get out there for a taping. I know you got a busy schedule, but I miss you, and I hope all is well.
Oh, special from the heart message.
I have a question.
Well, that's what kind of guy I am. I'm a from-the-heart type of guy.
Yes. I have a question. The pizza parlor, the pizza business, how did you start into that business?
Well, my grandmother back in 1963 had a pizza place where we were originally born in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
And me and Bill have always wanted to do a business together.
Mm-hmm.
So we just narrowed it down and thought, hey, why not pizza? And so we took the plunge and did it.
Oh, good.
And we have one of our young reporters in the house, Brianna, and she just has a question for you as well, Brian.
Sure.
What is your favorite pizza?
Ooh.
My favorite pizza is sausage, green pepper, and onion.
That sounds good.
Do you deliver?
Yeah. We do not deliver yet, but we are going to start to implement that. We're only about 2 months into this, so it's still a pretty new project. And, you know, learning the intricacies of the business and, you know, what needs to be done and you know, payroll and all that fun stuff.
The business part.
Slows to, yes, mm-hmm. yes. So well, Brian, there's lots to learn.
I'm visioning a pizza TV show. You know, I'm
like a reality show.
Kind of, but like a sitcom starring you with your pizza place.
It would be great.
I know.
All for it.
I know. Well, can't you see that?
All we got to do is get it by the producers. That's all.
Well, yes. That's what this show is about. I have many film directors and producers out there. So if there's an idea that we can kind of collaborate with, I get all your behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Don't you see that? You know, I mean, you've got Broke Girls and you've got all these great shows out there. Mm-hmm. And I think in here, Orlando and with the film industry, but, you know, just doing a reality, something that, yeah, the pizza place would be fabulous.
Absolutely, it would be.
And my favorite pizza is just cheese, and I'm hungry right now.
Nice. Yeah, I think Bill's favorite is just cheese.
And I'm ready for a piece.
Well, do you have the Greek olives? Because that's my favorite.
We do. The Kalamala.
There we go.
Yep.
All right.
We do.
We'll be there soon.
We do. We're not skimping.
Good.
And definitely doing it the right way, you know.
Well, I want to send Alexia, she's one of my other reporters, over to you and have you do a tour of the pizza place so we can actually air that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Awesome.
Any help on your guys' end, I totally appreciate. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and making this happen. I do appreciate it.
Oh, no worries. I mean, we just want to give you a plug. Actually, if you can write up a commercial for me, I'd love to air it. How's that?
Yep. Well, I'll probably have to have my wife write it so that way you could read it. And then that way then we'll get that done. But sure, I'm open to anything that'll help with, publicity and advertising and all that stuff to get people just to know that we're here. We're kind of hidden.
Okay.
But, we're working on that too. But I got a pretty good customer base, but obviously in any restaurant, there's obviously room for major improvement in every aspect of
Well, we wish you lots of success and also your career. Don't give up your passion, your love for what you love doing, and maybe a comedy night, let us know. I think that would be great, too, especially for your own TV show over there.
You got it.
I've always missed coming up with ideas here. All right, Brian.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, any last words, Brian? Hey, we got our sportscaster. Do you have a question for Brian? Comedian, he was on Mike and Molly, his brother. Any other words that you may have a quick question?
Who are the teams you follow? That's what I'm curious about.
Sports team.
Who are the sports teams that you follow?
I am a 100% no other team but the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right. They got a big game this week versus the Seattle Seahawks. They should win that game. They're a scary team.
I hope they do, but we got so many missing parts and injury and problems off the field, so we'll see.
Even saying that, you have one of the best quarterbacks that nobody talks about. You had an explosive offense. I don't know, man. I think they can make a run here with New England and all the injuries they've had.
I agree. I think if Ben can stay healthy and Bell stays out of trouble and just worries about practice and staying on the field, I definitely agree we have a shot. Other than the fact, which I'm sure you know being a sports announcer, is Ben's been in the league for 13 years, but in his life, dog years, it's about 60 years because of all the beatings he's taken. So
yeah, pretty much.
If we can keep him healthy and keep him in line also, I definitely think there's a shot. But we're definitely chasing the wild card spot because I think Cincinnati's pretty much going to wrap up the division lead. You never know, but...
Well, Cincinnati's got a problem. They got Andy Dalton, who hasn't won a playoff game ever, and it doesn't look like he's going to win a playoff game. He may go down as like a Peyton Manning type of player where he's not able to win in the playoffs, just the regular season. And I'll tell you right now, you look at the Steelers and all the Super Bowls they won the last 10 years. I think, in my opinion, and I think you'll agree with this, talent-wise, on the outside, their skill positions, I don't think you've had this much talent in a long time.
No, we haven't, especially with the corners. The corners have been a nice little plus for us this year in the defense, too. So
wow.
You never know.
Well, you're going to have to tune into his show also because it's after mine, and he'll get you back on. I think it would be a great conversation piece, don't you? I think it's great.
I think it would be.
I love it. And we hope your team wins for you this weekend. And, Brian, any other last words before we go?
Nothing other than I really appreciate you guys taking the time to let me call in. And if there's anything I can do for you guys or anything you need from me, just feel free to give me a call. Now that we've made a connection and broken the ice barrier, I'll do whatever.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Do whatever you need to do.
I would like a couple of pieces of pizza.
There you go.
Also,
Bill is coming, I believe, the the weekend before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I'll tell him that we're really, really, really good friends. I'll lie to him. Maybe we can get him on for a couple minutes, which definitely won't hurt things, and you can talk to him for a while.
We would love it, and we would love to have you. If you're ever down in Clearwater Beach, please come to the station for the full hour, and we'll play
100%.
Your... Yes, it would be fabulous. And again, thank you so much. And everybody does ask me this. Do the celebrities in the comics read their Facebook? Do they read their Twitter? Right. Can you answer that for them?
I would say no. I kind of stay, it's kind of changed for me a little bit just in terms of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I try and stay away from reading every comment because that can just drive you mad. And, you know, you just, the way I look at it, you just try and do the best you can. You put your head down, you deal with one task at a time, and just, you know, you hope for the best that way.
Okay. Well, we have Brian. He was on Mike and Molly. We tell everybody that what you played on Mike and Molly.
The episode called for, it was ironic for the week I was out there, there were 20 bills that were supposedly in the mall,
mm-hmm.
Running rampant, and Melissa was looking for them.
Ah.
And she taps me on the back because we were all dressed pretty much like Bill was.
Okay.
So, and it was the first time I'd actually ever had my hair dyed. But
what color?
It was black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty gray, but and then the scene is just Melissa taps me and realizes it's not me, and you know if you blink you missed it, but it was just an honor to do it. It was quite an experience. It was a lot of fun.
I know. Before we go on, you're so hard to let go. Another quick question I have. They're coming out of my head right now. What makes a successful marriage and working relationship in show business?
An understanding and patient wife.
Mm-hmm.
And basically just her understanding the rigmarole and the hours that it takes to do what you have to do in order to get it off the ground. Bill, you know, definitely knows more about that. I don't have to travel too far for too long periods of time. But I am running into, with the last 2 months of the restaurant business, not seeing my wife very often just due to the hours. I mean, you have to be in it in order for it to work 60.
I got you.
And I think that advice can go to any relationship.
And any relationship.
Yes.
And also mm-hmm. any business.
That's
so
true.
Yep.
Well, it's nice talking to you.
Well, nice talking to you guys. And again, I really do appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much, Brian. Comedian, pizza owner, fabulous entertainer. And we look so much forward to having him in the studio with us. Again, thank you. God bless. Have a great weekend. Also, again, thank you for calling in. We're good? In the meantime, let me get a hold of Jerry. I'm going to pop you his number. Let's play his Miss Right. I know he's been holding and trying to get on the air. He's got a new song. He's my promoter to the stars and major artists. He's the one that introduced me to Pete Bennett.
Okay.
And Pete was a promoter of the Beatles and Rolling Stones. And, mm-hmm. and Pete has a story. You know, Pete had passed away. In the meantime, Jerry wrote a song, and he's doing a big contest for Miss Right.
Okay,
so we have his Miss Right song, and I'm going to try to get in touch with Jerry. We have about 7 minutes left. We'll just play a little bit of that while we call Jerry. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm now looking for Miss Right. I'm just looking for Miss Right. I just realized I don't like coming home alone each night. I played the part much too long, so I guess I'll write a song. Maybe someday she'll come along, and everything will be all right.
Howdy, partners. Hey, Peter, are you there? Okay, that's Jerry. He wrote a song, and he's looking for Miss Right. I think he really is looking for Miss Right. It really is.
He keeps singing like that. He'll find Miss Right eventually.
There he is. So, ladies, we have about 7 minutes left. And if you'd like to be a reporter for the show, you can always call me at 727-871-7788. I'm Dawn Reese. And we have reporters all over bringing in footage and audio as well.
Or in this case, if you'd like to be the next Miss Right of Jerry Ralston here, call the phone line 727-441-3000 or 1-866-826-1340.
Oh, we should have a dating game.
Let's do that. Can I be Chuck Woolery? Can I say 2-2?
Yeah, we could do that.
There you go.
You know?
That works.
I think we'd be great. We have an echo going.
I want a girl for the cover of the magazine.
Oh, that's Jerry. Oh, he's on. Yeah. You got him. Hello, Jerry. Your song, Miss Right. Tell us about
you
it.
You like it?
We do. We have about a minute and a half. You can tell us about what you're looking for.
Let's do that. Well, the whole thing was is that, you know, so many people go out looking for somebody, but they're always looking for perfect, you know, perfect body, perfect this, perfect hair. But the thing is, the person that's important is the person that's missed right. The person that's going to be right for you. And I decided that, you know, that I thought this would be a good idea for a song. And mm-hmm. I went to the studio, recorded it, and I got signed. I have a manager. His name is Steve, the Wonder Dog from 1960s. And I just went ahead and recorded the thing. Now what I'd like to do is find a new... I want to re-release it, and I want to put a cover on it. So any girl that would like to take and become the applicant for the cover for the record jacket, which no one's ever done before, get a hold of Dawn, get a hold of Pete, get a hold of me, 716-308-0669, or songwriterslounge@gmail.com. And send me a picture of you, and we'll go ahead and we'll see what we can do.
There you go. So mm-hmm. they're just right song. And so, Jerry, you've been listening to the show, and we have about 5 minutes left here. So what do you think of the show so far?
I love the show. I tape it every week.
Thank you.
If you notice, if you go to songwriterslounge.net,
right?
You actually see the show. It's on there now.
Nice.
And mm-hmm. once you get the first show, once that runs out, it brings you over to the page where the rest of your shows are.
Oh, fabulous, so, fabulous. Well, you know, Jerry...
I would like people just to, for the things going on, if they go to willyo.us, willyo.us, they'll see all my Facebooks and all the things like that, and they can join them and like them and all that.
Fabulous. Well,
and
you
also,
know...
I want to share that I'm going to be helping you with any of the projects you're doing. The Las Vegas projects, the LA projects, whatever it is you want to do, I'm here for you.
I would appreciate that, Jerry. Wonderful. Well, while I have you on the phone real quick, I know Brianna has something for me she wants to say. Stay on the line because I have to tell you something real quick. Brianna, you had to, before we leave the show, we have 3 minutes. Okay. Hold on, Jerry.
Me and Alexia got you.
Wait, Jerry.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to hold on for a second. Hold on. Do you have a question?
Me and Alexia got you something, and we want to thank you so much for bringing us here yesterday and having.
Oh really?
Such a good time.
Oh my gosh! Aww. Look at that. That was with Cozy over at this Clearwater Aquarium. Our picture. Thank you very much. Thank you. There's a hand clap for that because that was very special yesterday from having us come in for media.
Nice.
Which is really cool. We have about 2 minutes left. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, so Jerry, well, we have you. We're going to say some last words here and close. But, you know, the other day I was watching Private Parts with Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he really inspired me back in college, Jerry. And so I went on the Private Parts group, right? You know, mm-hmm. or, you know, the Howard Stern group, private, you know, closed group. And I just gave a comment. I said, does he actually read these? And somebody says, yes, he does. There became 154 comments.
Wow.
About
more than that, no.
Who is Dawn and what's the show about? And I said, I just wanted to thank him because he gave me the inspiration in my world of Hollywood Connections. So
yes.
I wanted to bring that up. And Jerry, thank you for commenting on that as well. And well, we have 1 minute. Jerry, I'll call you after the show.
I just want to ask him a question. Are you looking for Mr. Wright or Mrs. Wright or Ms. Wright?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm single. Yeah, I'm single. And if I find her, that's great. It has to be a God-given girl.
Yes, I understand that from the song. I understand that.
Right. And the other side of my record is called Shout It, which is talking about God, which is really, really neat, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jerry, we have 1 minute. We got to close. We got another show after us, and it's right here. We have 1 minute. We're going to close up. Jerry, I'll call you back. And Aunt LaVon, any...
No,
last words?
I have my answer already.
Oh, good. You're good. I mean, any last words? We're closing 1 minute.
Oh, no. It's been a good show as usual. Everything went wonderful.
I know I got a little staticling on my earphones here, mm-hmm. but I can still ever do good. Okay. And any last words today?
It was great today.
It was? And what did you think of the week? It was good?
Yeah.
All right. And I just want to tell everybody, make it a memory maker this weekend.
Okay.
You know, and always, because that's very important. And people say, memory makers are important. And I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I sure did. And Susie, any last words? We're going to say hello before we go. Just Susie's our Miss Inc.
Just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing for my daughter. And
thank you.
All the other teens out there, it's your inspiration to young and old.
Thank you. Well, I try to bring some magic, some special magic.
I'm the old one.
And we'll be back next week. Thank you, everybody. Wave goodbye to the
Bye.
World. Thank you, Brian, for calling in. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. We're out.